If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news and the battle over some papers Gene Hackman left behind. Dean?
Yeah, this is actually really weird that there is a battle that's going on between the family of Gene Hackman, the courts, and also the tabloids. The tabloids want all the pictures, all the records, the autopsies, the pictures of the dead dog, and the pictures of the dead bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. The family is trying to keep all of this private, and the courts now have gotten involved and have said that normally when someone passes away, that toxicology reports, autopsies, and all the paperwork regarding someone's death becomes a matter of public record, and that is eligible for anybody to get a copy of. But they said that they are going to restrict photos, that they will allow photos of the where they died in their house, but they are not going to allow photos of Hackman and his wife's dead bodies.
You know, so that'd be kind of grisly.
That would be who would want to print that? I mean, who would even want it in the first place? But, you know, the sleazy tabloids that are out there, I guess that's not a shock that they would want to try to do something like that. But the court stepped in and said that would be taking it a little bit too far. But there are these matters of, public record, which anybody is available to access. So that battle, I mean, Gene Hackman, his wife, just cannot rest in peace. This case just is not going away.
Well, let's get some good news here about Dave Coulier's health.
Yeah, Dave Coulier, formerly of the TV show Full House and the spinoff series, got some encouraging news yesterday. Last October, he was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He has been going through chemo ever since then. Just finished his treatment, and his doctors yesterday told him he appears to be cancer-free. So good news for him. But in an interview, though, Coulier said that the chemo really took it out of him, both physically and emotionally. His wife said he got to the point where he was preparing to die. He didn't think he was going to make it through it all. But right now it looks good. They're going to do a CAT scan to confirm that all the cancer has gone everywhere. But fingers crossed for him. He's a good guy.
Now, tell us what's going on here with Kanye West and why he's saying what he's saying about his kids.
Yeah, well, I can tell you he's not going to win Father of the Year award this year. It's going to be a very awkward Father's Day for Kanye West this year. Normally, I just completely ignore the crazy things that he says and does. But he was on a podcast yesterday and said that he never did want to have kids with his now ex-wife, Kim Kardashian. That's going to make the kids feel really great when they're between the ages of 5 and 11 right now, and, you know, certainly are exposed to the antics of their father. But what a terrible thing to say about... it's one thing to have a beef with your wife, but to say that you never wanted the kids in the first place, that's horrible. Put in context, what day doesn't Kanye West say something that's shocking and ridiculous and awful? This one, you know, when it affects the kids, I draw the line when it starts
everybody should.
Affecting the children. And when he did this interview, he was dressed in a Ku Klux Klan robe and hood.
Oh, that's normal.
At the same time. So, Robert Young is turning over in his grave. Father does not know best in this case.
Yeah. Tell you something, talking about Kanye mentioning Kim reminds me of a reality show and another mystery. I finally caught an episode of that Alec Baldwin reality series, which now TLC is running it. So I was flipping around and I stopped on that and watched it, and I'm thinking, why did Alec Baldwin say, that would be good, we'll do a reality show? Yeah. Does he need the money?
Apparently. I've asked the question of some celebrities that I've known that have put out stinker movies, and I don't say, why did you do a stinker movie, but, I pose a question of, like, did you see the script for this ahead of time? And what, somebody was, I forget what actor it was, but somebody finally said to me, Dean, we all have mortgages to pay.
I guess.
So I guess, this must be the case. It's unlikely. I think he's going to have a hard time getting another acting job anytime soon, what happened with that movie Rust. People are not standing in line to get Alec Baldwin as part of their cast, so maybe he felt like this was a good way to get some cash.
Yeah, he's got to pay some legal bills too.
He does have there's probably some photographers that he hasn't punched out yet that may have some legal expenses.
I'll tell you something. This episode I saw,
would Roy Leonard be reporting all this? Yeah. This is what I ask myself every day. What would Roy do right now with all these crazy stories that are out there,
or an early retirement?
Yeah,
but, got the Baldwin's kids. There's a million kids running around the house and dogs.
Right. Right.
It's pretty nutty.
He's got the one daughter that he yelled at, remember, on the the voicemail, and called her terrible names.
Yeah, but this is his new family now.
This is the new family of 20. trying to keep up with Nick Cannon.
And the Beatle movies are coming. What's the latest, Dean?
Well, these are the movies that we told you about these quite a while ago. These four Beatle movies that are going to be made by director Sam Mendes, each film will be for one Beatle. So there'll be a John movie, a Paul movie, George movie, and a Ringo movie. Yesterday at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, they revealed the four actors who will be playing the Beatles. Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon. Paul Mescal will play Paul McCartney. Barry Keoghan will play Ringo Starr. And Joseph Quinn will take on George Harrison. They also revealed that all four of the films will be released in theaters on April of 2028. So we've got quite a ways to wait for those, but it's going to be a lot of Beatles material coming out. Bob is going to be unavailable for anybody in April of 2028. He'll be very, very busy going to see each of the Beatles movies. Isn't that interesting, though, that they're going to release all of them at the same time? And it'll, it's going to be a battle of the box office, really, of which Beatle movie winds up doing the best. I got to think it's going to be the Paul movie, right?
Well, maybe. Great stories connected to all of them, all different. And I thought they were, okay, so it's going to be released in theaters and at the same time?
That's my understanding. They're going to release all of them at once.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Now, I wonder if... Are they going to be? I have to think they're going to be full length motion pictures.
Yeah,
2 hours apiece, 90 minutes, 2 hours, maybe more.
Well, theaters will be running all of them at once, I guess.
But it's going to be it's going to be that's going to be fun. I sort of can't wait for that.
And then we get word today about this Yoko Ono exhibition coming to Chicago.
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. This is, what did I do with the story here? Wait a second, I had it here a second ago.
In October is happening anyway.
It is.
The MCA.
Yeah, at the Museum of Contemporary Art. And what the heck? What the? These computers. The Chicago is going to be the only destination for this Yoko Ono exhibit called Music of the Mind that will open in October. Chicago will be the only U.S. venue. It's coming to Chicago from the Tate Modern in London, where it set attendance records. And the exhibit covers 70 years of Yoko's career as an artist and as an activist. It will include more than 200 works across several genres, including film and photography and art installations, archival materials, and oh boy, this is the room I want to sit in, where her music is going to be playing and musical scores.
You don't like the screaming?
I'm not a big fan. I gotta say, never caught on for me.
She's 92 now.
Yeah, right.
She got a book out too.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure this is going to be very cool because it's going to be very archival. I got to think that there's going to be an awful lot of previously unseen John Lennon material that's in there as well. So that's going to be, again, the Museum of Contemporary Art at 220 East Chicago Avenue this coming October.
I'll tell you something. The more you read about John and Yoko, and as you know, I have read 9,000 Beatles books. I can't help myself. I'm a Beatle maniac. But the more you read about it, the more you realize Yoko didn't break up the Beatles. I mean, John was more than ready to move on, and he just met Yoko at that time,
right?
And but you know, John was going his own way even before that. He was ready.
Didn't we learn from that Beatles documentary that came out a couple of years ago? Or now, sort of, they all wanted to move on and do different things, really.
Yeah, no, but none more so than
none
John.
None more so
Paul
than
John. Paul kind of wanted to hold it together a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know about the others.
They were ready to, you know, like do their own projects. But, it was not Yoko that, you know, that broke up the Beatles.
All right.
That said, I'm still going to stay out of the music room, I think, of that exhibit. By the way, while we were talking here this morning, they just released minutes ago the first footage of the new Karate Kid movie. This is Karate Kid Legend, it's called. It's the sixth in this Karate Kid franchise that teams up the original Daniel LaRusso, I believe his character's name was, Ralph Macchio, with Jackie Chan this time as the Kung Fu master. Ralph Macchio, of course, was in most of the original Karate Kid movies and also in the TV series Cobra Kai. Jackie Chan was in the Karate Kid remake with Will Smith's son, Jaden, as, you know, the young learner of karate with Jackie Chan. So they're both reprising their previous roles in Karate Kid, but they are joining each other together in this new movie that'll be out in May of this year. If you want to take a look at some footage, it's up on YouTube right now.
Good. I'll use my High Karate cologne again.
Very nice.
Be careful how you use it. Thank you, Dean. We'll
see you tomorrow.